Finally, just to close out Halacha L'maisa, finishing off the Shulchan Aruch, it's in the packet, which is the page that starts with number 126 on top of the page. We didn't do Siman Resh Behe, we're up to Siman Gimel, is what we're up to now. Siman Gimel, and the Shulchan Aruch says, and again, this is a compilation, finally, conclusion of everything we've seen so far, developing from the Gemara through the Rishonim, and now through the Mishnah Berurah. So Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Gimel, second line on top of the page, Yom Rishon Ve'ilech HaShav Yom HaTzibor, from Sunday onward is considered to be with the Tzibor, meaning every week one should start from Sunday onward, one can do Shnayim Mikra V'chatargam, that's the Parsha Shavua, to be considered to be completing it with the Tzibor. Dalet, Siv Dalet, Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar, it is a preferable mitzvah, She'ashlim Osa Kodim She'ochal B'Shabbos, to finish it before eating on Shabbos, as we saw in the Tosfos and in the Rosh. V'im Lo Ishlim Kodim Achila, and if one does not complete it before they eat their meal on Shabbos morning, Yashlim Achar Achila, you can finish it after eating the meal. Adam until that mincha on that afternoon. The Yeshomrim and those that say, next page, I'd review B'Shabbos. You have until Wednesday to do it. So that's option one, or ideal one, is to finish it before eating Shabbos morning. Option two was to finish it before mincha. Option three is to finish it by Wednesday. The Yeshomrim, and lastly, option four, there are those that say, Ad Shmini Atzeres. You have until Shmini Atzeres, and the Rambam points out that for us, the Hainib Simchas Torah, that's actually Simchas Torah, the day we call Simchas Torah. Shas Mashlimim Matzibur, because that's when the Tzibur completes reading the Torah for the cycle for the year. As you know, Shmini Atzeres in Israel is a Simchas Torah. It's the same day. Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah are the same day, and they finish reading Zos HaBracha on Shmini Atzeres. We, in Chutz La'aretz, finish it on Simchas Torah, which is the next day, so we have an extra day to complete the readings of Zos HaBracha. Back to the Mishnah Berurah on the previous page, Sifkat and Zion. It's three lines before it gets wide. Yom Yishon Ve'ilich, when the Mechaber says that you should start from Sunday, Kevan Shemaschilin B'Milchas Adar Shabbos Adar Gros Parshas Shavu Haba, since we start a Mincha on Shabbos to read the following week's reading, Nechshav Shuvah Korek Korei Matzibor. Anyone who reads it then is considered to be reading it with the Tzibor from Mincha onward. Vim Kain, and therefore, if that's the case, where the Mechaber says Sunday, and we're telling you that it's really Mincha on Shabbos, if so, Masha Kosav Mechaber, Yom Yishon Ve'ilich, what the Mechaber wrote from Sunday and onward, Lav Davka, he wasn't being explicitly limiting into Sunday. He was saying that's the beginning of the week. So Mishnah Berurah is explaining, like we saw in the Rush and in the Tosfos, that in reality, the beginning of the week is Mincha on Shabbos. Not really Sunday, it's a little bit before, depending on what time you have a Mincha on Shabbos afternoon. Ches, Sivkan Ches, Choshuvim Matzibor, that's considered to be with the Tzibor. Kama Achronim Kosvo, several Achronim have written, Demin HaMevcha, that the best way, will the Krosa Be'erav Shabbos, is to read it all on Friday, Ayim Shari Tshuva, and you can see that in the Shari Tshuva itself. And any who try to read it all on Friday, recently I had a discussion about this, and I was told that Rav Shachter as well is careful to read the whole thing on Friday. I think Rabbi Ari Leibowitz had specifically told me that Rav Shachter reads it only on Friday. Sefer Mata Yehuda Kosav, and the Sefer Mata Yehuda, it's written to Imhu Kore Mitzchus Hashavua V'Hala, that if one reads it from the beginning of the week, which is Mincha on Shabbos, and the rest of the week, Hukam Kem Chal Mitzvah Mu'en Mu'vchar. That's not any lesser level. That's not inferior at all, and that's totally acceptable. Chumash Kosav Beis Yosef, as the Beis Yosef writes explicitly to Mukach Kem Divei HaRambam, who learns it out from the Rambam, Chem Sefer Maaseh Rav Kosav Ipan Gasagra, and the quoted opinion of the Gra as well, that every day after Shacharis immediately, he had a minhag to start the Kromik Tasamei Sidra Shnayim Mikra V'Chatargam. He would do a little bit every single day, Messiah Be'er Shabbos, and finish it on Friday. I've heard two explanations to this. One is that he does Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, just a little bit every day. Others have said explicitly that on Shabbos afternoon he may have done Rishon, and then Sunday morning after davening he did Sheni, Monday morning after davening he did Shlishi, Tuesday morning after davening he did Revi, and so forth, till Friday morning after davening he does Shvi, and he finishes it by Friday. That seems to be what the Gra had done. All right, I've got a test, four lines on the bottom. Shashlim Osav, v'chisav, in the Medrash, as it says in the Medrash, as we saw, Shetziva Rabbi Espanav, Rabbi commanded his children, Alta chulechem b'Shabbos aj tigmeru es kol ha'parsha. One should not eat lunch on Shabbos morning until they complete Shnayim Mikra V'Chatargam for that week. In any event, pashut, it's obvious. T'in la'akev machmazah achila adachar chatzos. If someone comes back from shul late and they still haven't completed Shnayim Mikra, they shouldn't first sit down through Shnayim Mikra and then delay their lunch meal until after chatzos, which is a separate problem, not to have Kiddush and lunch on Shabbos until after Chatzos is a problem. Also, because you're supposed to be making sure that it's not considered to be like a fast day, and someone who goes past Chatzos on a given day without eating is already considered to be as if it's a quasi-fast day. But the halacha really is that this is only a mitzvah to finish the parsha in time, but it's not akev, it's not essential. The best way to do it, and it's appropriate, if one didn't finish it on Friday, get up early on Shabbos morning if you didn't finish it yet, do the Shnayim Mikra V'Chatargam on Shabbos morning before going to shul. And in that manner, one will fulfill all the possible obligations. And finally, last line on the page, Yud, Ara Mincha, De Mincha, Ol Mala, Maskin, Atibar, Likros, Parsha, Shavu, Haba. Why is a Mincha the time to start? And why is a Mincha the time to end? You should end it by Mincha. Mincha is when the congregation starts the next Parsha, so one should have already completed the previous week's laning by that start for the next Parshas HaShavua, which is Mincha on Shabbos afternoon. And finally, we'll do one more Sivkata and Yud Aleph on the next page, Adar Viva Shabbos, that one of the opinions was until Wednesday. As we mentioned in the Tosfos and the Rosh, that the 3 days of the week, first Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, are considered slightly connected to Shabbos or Avar, the past Shabbos. As we mentioned, by Havdalah as well. Therefore, you can really connect those Sunday, Monday, Tuesdays connected to Shabbos, and you can still drag out your Shnai Mikra until Wednesday if you need to, and that is a third possible option. So again, ideally, you want to try to finish it before they go to Shul on Shabbos morning. That's certainly the best, according to Kol HaDeos. If not, you could do it until Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, for sure. Mincha afternoon is usually the beginning of the next week's, and then if you still didn't do it by Wednesday, that's fine. And then if you can't do it by then, at least get it done by Shmini Atzeres when everybody finishes the yearly cycle. One last note I will throw in there that I heard Rabbi Willig once give a shiur describing a situation about Shalom Bayis, and he did say that for whatever reason, it's common that when couples are getting ready to go out for a wedding or some other simcha, that it might take longer for one spouse than the other to get ready, and instead of being all antsy and upset, if the person waiting should just sit down, open up a chumash, and do Shnai Mikra Vechatarkam, he could finish that week, he could finish the next week, he could finish the week after, and it's okay to get a little bit ahead in that manner. Better to have Shalom Bayis in that situation than to be as makpid about making sure you don't start until the Vayim Mikra. So you can get ahead a little bit in that scenario, and certainly everyone should strive, as I mentioned before, to complete this mitzvah, Shnai Mikra Vechatarkam. Start now while you can in high school. It becomes easier as you get older, and you become much more familiar with Torah, Rashi, Targum, and any other possible commentaries that you wish to add to your projects. Hatzlacha.